KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today, a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, two vehicles that collided Tuesday afternoon in Red Oak were totaled, but no injuries were reported. Red Oak police say a 1996 Chevy Lumina driven by 16-year-old Sabrina Robb of Red Oak was struck at the intersection of 8th Street and Highway 34 at around 4:15 p.m. after Robb stopped, but then proceeded into the intersection heading south on 8th Street. Her vehicle was hit by a 1999 Ford Contour driven by 45-year-old Glenn Meyer of Red Oak, who was traveling east on Highway 34. Damage from the crash amounted to $17,000. Red Oak police cited Robb for failure to obey a stop or yield sign. A former Underwood Middle School teacher has pleaded not guilty to sexual abuse charges. According to the Daily Nonpareil, court records show 46-year-old Barry Glasdap pleaded not guilty to 4 counts of third-degree sexual abuse and 7 counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee. Glasdap, a middle school social studies teacher, was employed by the Underwood District from September of 1994 until his resignation on November 6th of 2014. The alleged victim, a female student, reported that she and Glasnap had been exchanging text messages since she was in the 7th grade and that her last contact with Glasnap was on October 29th of 2014. The victim told investigators that the messages turned sexual in nature when she was 13 years old and a student in 8th grade. The victim alleges that Glasnap touched her inappropriately and kissed her for the first time in his classroom during her 9th grade year when she was 15 years old. Cell phone records subpoenaed by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office indicated there were more than 2,600 text messages between Glasnap and the victim between June 15th of 2013 and December 31st of that year. Records indicated an additional 120 text messages exchanged between Glasnap and the victim in 2014. Glasnap is currently free on $10,000 bond pending trial, which is scheduled for June the 2nd. A Council Bluffs man faces arson charges after an alleged attempt to burn down his former residence. Council Bluffs Police Department records show 56-year-old Donnie E. Snipes was arrested Friday afternoon on a warrant for first-degree arson. He's also charged the fourth-degree theft and making threats. Snipes remained held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $25,000 bond. Officials said on April 12th, Snipes returned to an apartment he'd been evicted from in the 800 block of 6th Avenue to retrieve personal belongings. Snipes then allegedly turned the thermostat to a high temperature and turned on the burners on a stove with paper across the top. Investigators say Snipes also allegedly threatened to burn the place down. The landlord found the burners, thermostat setting, and that water in the tub was left running when he returned to the building. The dwelling did not catch fire. The residence was one of several occupied apartments in a converted house. A fire marshal's office investigation led to the warrant on first-degree arson charges. The first-degree classification comes because other residents lived in the home and could have been in danger. And the Griswold School Board Monday evening approved the purchase of new 1-to-1 laptops. Superintendent Dana Kunze said the current generation of laptops for the students are ending their lifespan.
To the cycle of replacing our first wave of those machines. So that was approved by the board, and also to expand it to include our first and second grade as well with iPad. So that'll put us from 1-to-1 technology from first grade through 12.
He said also that the Griswold School Board approved the specifications only for the possible purchase of a new 8-seat full-sized van. The vehicle has not yet been purchased. And the Griswold School Board elected to start school for the next semester, beginning in the fall of this year on August 24th. In the funeral announcements, Elwood Bond, age 94, of Fontenelle, died Friday. Funeral services for Elwood Bond will be this morning at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Herbert Wegner, age 92, of Erling, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Herbert Wegner will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Our Lady of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maynard Nielsen, age 63, of Elkhorn, died Friday near Kimbleton. Funeral services for Maynard Nielsen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Marvin Warner, age 81, of Fontenelle, died Friday. Funeral services for Marvin Warner will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Jim Fuller, aged 67, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Jim Fuller will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Michael Moeller, aged 37, of Griswold, died Monday at the Nebraska Medical Center. Services for Michael Moeller will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Odella Roof, age 88, of Adair, died Sunday in Guthrie Center. Services for Odella Roof will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair in charge of arrangements. Ramona Woolsey Smith, age 87, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Chandler, Arizona. Funeral services for Ramona Smith will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jim Young, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Arizona. Funeral services for Jim Young will be held next Monday at 10 a.m. at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Carol Christensen, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Saturday. Funeral services for Carol Christensen will be held May 1st at 2 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Eunice Dreyer, age 100, of Winterset and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Winterset. Services for Eunice Dreyer are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Manuel Paul Chinitz, age 90, of Lansdale, Pennsylvania, an Atlantic native, died Sunday. No services are planned at this time for Manuel Chinitz. And Carol Ann Phipps, age 76, of Harlan, died Monday. Services for Carol Ann Phipps are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.